Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
And this episode is also brought to you by ACG Walmart Automation. As so many of you continue to implement the things that we teach you guys on the Millionaire Mindsets podcast to grow your active income, we want to take this time to remind you how you can grow your passive income by six figures with ACG Walmart Automation. They are offering a 10% discount to anyone who signs up via the podcast, and most of the clients are seeing multiple five-figure months within the first 180 days. You can reach out to Dawson if you're interested at official_DawsonGant to schedule a call, or you can listen to episode 121 for more information.
Hey, turn me up some.
Gotta get your brain right if you're trying to make $1 million. If you ain't gonna do it for yourself, then do it for your mama. Only stay surrounded by them people if you know they solid. Elevate your hustle up today to double up your profit. Trying to learn some game, Xavier gonna talk about it. No, Deanna, speak that shit that everybody vouching. Ain't no more excuses valid. Get up off the couch and get up in your bag. To your bank account, need an accountant. I study millionaires cause I was born a visionary. You still believe in limitations, why you acting scary? You can't distract me from the paper, I've been chasing greatness. I'm stacking now and balling later. In the conversation, we strategizing, monetizing, piling up investments, and sacrificing temporary shit for bigger blessings. Yeah, a tapped in boss mind state. I multiply my grind rate and I match the way I vibrate. Gotta get your brain right if you're trying to make $1 million. If you ain't gonna do it for yourself, then do it for your mama. Only stay surrounded by them people if you know they solid. Elevate your hustle up today to double up your profit. Trying to learn some game, Xavier gonna talk about it. No, Deanna, speak that shit that everybody vouching. Ain't no more excuses valid. Get up off the couch and get up in your bag. To your bank account, need an accountant.
Episode of the Millionaire Mindsets podcast. I am your host, Xavier, and today we got a special episode, man. I got my guy. We ain't chopped it up on here in a minute. He was on episode 97, a classic episode. His name is Jay Monopoly. He's an entrepreneur, an investor. He's doing great things in the real estate industry. And he got a lot of big things coming up. So I'm like, we've been chopping it up a lot recently. So I'm like, yeah, it's about time you come back on the show. And here we go. What's up, bro? What's good?
My bro, always happy to be on, bro. Always great energy, always great vibes every time we chop it up, my brother.
Hey, that's a fact, man. We was just on IG Live chopping it up. I'm like, yeah, it's time to get back on the pod, man. So for the people that might not heard episode 97, the first episode, first let's give a quick background on yourself. Everything you got, how you got there. What was the start?
Yes, sir. I'll give the short version.
Yeah.
So they call me Jay Monopoly, guys, on Instagram at jay.monopoly. I'm from New York City. I'm actually here right now. So for some reason, every time me and Xavier is on this podcast, I'm in New York. So I started off out here, man. I joined the military kind of like Xavier did. And I actually started my entrepreneur journey on deployment. I love to tell this story because I still live my life by these teachings, right? I just don't think anything in life is a coincidence. And when something comes up too much, that's a sign that you should pursue that. That's how I do it, right? So I was on a ship, 2017, the BHR. For those of you guys who have never been in the military, the ship life sucks. It's like being in jail, but better, with better food, right? You got no contact with the outside world, nothing. So all my friends know I'm a huge Jay-Z fan. Jay-Z's the GOAT. There's no question about it. Don't even debate me on this one. So,
hey, I feel the same way.
Nah, hey, bro, there's literally no debate on that one, bro.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
So it's crazy. So everybody used to laugh. They used to be like, yo, bro, I bet Jay-Z gonna have dropped the album by the time we get to Australia, because that's where we were going. Bro, no shit, craziest thing in the world, bro. We get to Australia, Jay-Z drops the album. He dropped 444. So I'm over here walking around in Australia listening to the album because I'm excited as hell, bro. Jay-Z dropped the album in This is the first album he dropped in 4 years. I'm excited as hell, bro. And as I'm walking, I look up and I see 444. The same artwork that's on the cover is on a building. So I'm like, what the hell is this? I walk in there. I'm like, yo, y'all know Jay-Z dropped the album? They're like, yeah, he was here last night when he dropped it. So I'm like, damn, that's nuts. So I start Googling books that Jay-Z has read, right? Because when somebody has the results you want, you got to do what they do. So I'm like, books that Jay-Z has read. Let me see what books done changed this man's life. First book was this book called Celestine Prophecy, where it says nothing in your life is a coincidence. Just go for it. When things come up too much, it's pushing you towards your life purpose. So I get back on the boat. I read that book. The next 3 weeks, I get to a different part of Australia. And after I read that book, I read a real estate book. Mind you, no contact with the outside world, nothing. The day I get to Australia, my friend, who's my business partner, Levi, he calls me. First thing he comes out of his mouth is, bro, we got to get started in real estate. And shit, that's all she wrote after that. And, you know, I started fixing and flipping after that. The end of 2017 really picked up in the beginning of 2018. I was fixing and flipping homes in Detroit. Moved on to wholesaling, was able to build a 7-figure wholesaling business. And I used that to invest into other assets. You know, I started a trucking company at the end of last year. You know, Forex funds, crypto, baby.
Hey, you know, I love your story, man. And I resonate with that so much. Like, we got our story so much in common, for real. And like you said, we was on IG Live. The first time you was on a podcast, I don't know if the listeners know, when you told the story, that was my first time. Like, that was like our first real conversation.
Nice.
So hearing that shit was like, what the hell? Like, I ain't know all that about you. You know what I'm saying? Because you can look at somebody's gram, and you ain't going to know all the intricate details of what somebody went through. So hearing it firsthand, I was like, oh, shit. But let's say, all right, so now I want to ask you, since last time we've been on the pod, I know that was August of 2020, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Like, what's been up since? Like, what's been moving and shaking? You know, we kind of like at the tail end of the pandemic, pretty much. So, like, what's been moving and shaking with you?
Man, it's actually crazy. Now that, you know what? Now that I put it into perspective, since you said that, man, a lot has happened, bro. I started investing heavily recently into crypto. I'll be honest with y'all. Look, I got some Ethereum. I got some Bitcoin. And the rest, I just be investing into shit coins. I'm not going to lie to y'all. That's not financial advice. Please don't do that. It's a casino.
We had that conversation, like, because people always, when it comes to crypto, people be asking me and shit. They be like, why you don't be talking about shit coins? You don't invest in shit coins? And I be like, bro, I'd be lying to y'all if I told y'all I didn't. Like, I invest in shit coins, but what I do, like, I don't market it. I don't promote it because I don't want – I know at this point where I'm at, like, when it comes to brand building, I know there are certain people that listen to what, like, people like me and you say, and they're going to go out there and do it just off the strength.
And they're going to do it. Saying, right, you know what I'm saying? And they need some money, and now it's your fault. Now you're a bad guy.
I'm telling people, hey, go invest in Dogecoin. Go invest in Shiba. Go invest in SafeMoon. They going to go and do it. And I can't guarantee no investment because those coins really ain't worth shit. It's just – that's really a gamble for real. But I can talk about Bitcoin, Ethereum, you know, Litecoin, Polkadot, and stuff like that. Like, I could talk about that because I think those are solid projects. Even though I'm going to tell you to still do your due diligence, it's still like, them shit coins, man, you could, I'm pretty sure you done heard stories of people that didn't lost it all.
They lost everything they have, bro. I got I got a nice little chunk in BNB right now because that's what I used to invest into the shit coins, bro. I got about a nice little 100,000 in VNV right now. Ooh. That's my little shit coin gambling thing.
Hey, he's just for the people that y'all can't see this, y'all listening to the audio version. He just showed this account. It was 100 racks in the account. So he really living what he's saying. But that's like, let's I want to ask you this though. So let's take it back. Let's give the listeners some inspiration, because there's people that listen to this. They trying to get to that level where they can invest excessively like that, get 6 figures in an account. Like, what was the, like, I don't just want to say how did you get there, but like, what was the beginning steps to get? I know you was in the military. I'm pretty sure you were saving your money on getting out. But like, before all that, like, what was the work you had to do before that?
Yo, to be honest, bro, I feel like Man, this is a quote that one of my mentors told me when I was younger, when I was a wee lad. He told me that making $1 million was easy. Believing that I could do it was the hard part. That's something he told me, and that's something that stuck with me. One of the biggest things, honestly, bro, that really pushed me forward was hanging out, putting myself in positions to be around people who had it. Because when I was in positions with people who had more than me, I was like, this dude ain't that much smarter than me. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying.
It brought it to a realistic expectation. I'm like, bro, this guy's not even that smart. Bro, he looked just like me. This guy does exactly like, yo, he put his pants on the same way, one leg at a time.
Yep.
But sometimes when you're not in those environments, you look at it from the outside looking in, you're like, damn, this dude probably never sleeps.
Yeah.
He probably climbs a million out. And he's just somebody that found the lane and was consistent.
That's a fact. Bro, I think that's some of the realest shit you can say. Because I think when you start from ground zero, like you said, you do have this out-of-worldly view of other people that you see on a different level. You think, like, when you get close to them and you see, like, might go out to eat or something, you see, like, man, he a regular dude like me. Like you say, he put his pants on the same way I do. He might talk like I do. It's just that he consistent. He got a work ethic. He got a drive. He got a vision of where he's going. It's like, okay, that's all I need to do, get on this path. Dude, when you're around them regularly and you seeing people make 100 bands in a day, motherfuckers make 50 bands a day, and you see they regular just like you, you're like, oh, no. Nah.
Now it's an expectation. It's not far-fetched anymore. Now it's an expectation.
That's what it really is. When it becomes an expectation, that's when it's not like you're not hoping for stuff like, oh, I need to make this much money. It's like, I expect to make this much money. And when I do make it, it's not no damn celebration. It's like, all right.
It's business as usual.
It's like, okay, we got to do it again now. Now we got to go to greater heights now and do something that we never done before. So that's what it is, setting that standard for yourself. I think that's another part that a lot of people don't pay that much attention to.
That's a fact, bro. And I would say that's where I started, bro, which is, I'm glad you asked that question, bro, because obviously you already know July 17th, you're going to be in the building.
I was just about to get on it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's how I started off, bro. Going to those events that people don't want to go to, bro. Sometimes, you know, you get sometimes these events is whack. Like, I'm gonna be honest with you. Not mine, but sometimes some events is whack. But the kind of people you surround yourself with is people who either got it or people who want to get it.
Because that's
the type of people going to these events. So I actually January 2020, right? I did this event out here in New York City, bro. It was only 250 people. Packed room, bro. We packed it out in the middle of a snowstorm. It was ridiculous.
That's crazy.
Middle of a snowstorm. And then that event was crazy, bro. There's about three people from that event right now off the top of my head that I'm still close with who I know for a fact have ran it up multiple six figures with their wholesaling business since then, right? So I love doing that event. That last year, so I did that January 2020. I was like, damn, I want to keep doing this. Boom, pandemic happened. So now... for this event, man, I decided, you know, I wasn't going to do a real estate event. I wanted to put a bunch of hitters on stage. You know, you with the podcast, my people talking about econ, people talking about crypto, real estate, because this is my first event since COVID-19. So I really want to get I wanted to put the Justice League on the stage, bro. The Avengers, bro. There's a bunch of people who's really doing it at a high level, bro.
Mm-hmm. And for the people that's listening. Just what's the date where it's gonna be at?
Yo, July 17th, Orlando, Florida. If you don't live in Florida, make sure you get to Florida on July 17th. I got major guests, man. Xavier obviously is gonna be there dropping some major heat. You know, I got my brother Brandon Medford coming. He has the largest auto brokerage in the nation. He's under 30 years old. Wow. 30 under 30. Rafael Vargas, multiple eight-figure earner in multiple industries. My homegirl, Natty, she owns 101 units. She owns 101 units in Miami, and she's only 28. Ridiculous, you know?
That's crazy.
I got people that are really doing it at a big level coming out to speak. So July 17th. Matter of fact, bro, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to create a promo code for your people, bro.
Right,
I'm going to create a promo code for your people. Hold on. Give me one second.
And like Jay said, it's July 17th in Orlando, and I'm gonna be there. So if you rocking with me, you rocking with the Millionaire Mindsets podcast. You've been supporting us, and you would like to tap in and like meet us in person, meet me in person. Pull up, I'm gonna be there, man. And we ain't, and so it's gonna be a jam packed event for sure. So y'all want to put? I'm gonna put the link in the description too, in the podcast description for people to buy their tickets.
I just made a promo code. So for you guys listening, you guys can get it for 50% off. Just use the promo code Millionaire.
It's up. I'll pull up, man.
Promo code Millionaire.
I know I got a lot of people that, because I posted it on the gram. I got a lot of people that been telling me like, oh yeah, I'm going, I'm pulling up. So definitely, man, we're gonna have a ball, man. I'll pull up to Orlando. We can kick it, chop it up. You know what I'm saying? We cool, regular ass dudes. We ain't no boozy Hollywood dudes. But let me ask you this though, because this is something that people always ask me. We talked about this when we was on IG Live. Like, the people that you have coming to the event, the people that are speaking, like, these are heavy hitters in their respective industries. And people want to know, like, how does someone get in tune with a person like that? How do I tap in? How do I build relationships with people like that? So from your experiences, what's been the key to that?
Man, I mean, and obviously, you know, you better at it than me, man. You're the relationship, man. You a bridge builder, bro. Me, I'm like, I try to keep it simple, bro. I really try to keep my life as simple as possible. I try to dumb it down to a point where people be like, no, that's just common sense. You can't argue that. I feel like a lot of people always talk about they love money. They want to meet people with money, but then they're never where people with money are at. You know what I'm saying? And I'll tell you, like, look, back when I lived in L.A., there was this hotel. It's called the Biltmore. I don't know if you heard of the Biltmore, but it's like $900 a night, bro.
Where's downtown LA?
I think it's downtown. Yeah.
Okay.
Nice joint. Like $800, $900 a night. I couldn't afford to stay there. So you know what I did, bro? I used to go to the bar because you don't got to stay there to stay at the bar. But I know for a fact that everybody at that bar can afford to spend $800, $900 a night. And I'd be like, oh, what do you do? What do you do? What do you do? And I just started meeting people like that, bro. Straight up.
I was talking to somebody, right? And they were saying, like, how can they meet, like, people that's winning, like, high-value people? And I gave them a list of places that they can go to. Because I know from experience, because these are places that I hang out at. And I'm not just trying to pop my shit. I'm just being real. These places I hang out with. And I know I know where high-value people go. And I gave her a list. That was one of the places I said, go to upscale, like high luxury hotels and stuff like that, and just chill at the bar area. Like, if you really want to, country clubs. Like, I gave a whole list. I'm not even gonna give up the whole list because I could have charged for that shit. But I'm like, no cap, bro. And she was like, oh, okay. And then she started doing what I said, and it paid off well. But like I said, I know it's from experience because now that I make decent money, I hang out in certain places. And now I'm in these places, I'm meeting other people. Like me and my boy Tay, he stayed down the street from me. Shout out to Tay. We always go out like every weekend and we be like in high-end places. And every time we there, we meet somebody that's like super uber successful. Last time we went out, we met a dude that builds skyscrapers. Like another time, and we swapped contact information and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Then the next time we went out, we met a dude that was he helped with somebody with a political campaign, but he sold a company to hospitals for like, I think like 10, 20 million. You know what I'm saying? We had swapped info with him. So I know firsthand people that you feel like is on a level that you want to potentially be at. You got to go to these places. And you not only can't just go on some nosy shit and just want to soak up everything. You also got to be in a position that you can actually give something that they will want to connect with. You know what I'm saying? You know, because I'm pretty sure from experience, all these people, the people that you know, if it wasn't something that you can also get some, they probably wouldn't even, the connection wouldn't probably be like that. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
even if it's like a mentor, mentee type of thing, the mentor is getting something because he's seeing results that his mentee is going out and taking action on. So he gaining something from that too. It's a pleasure in that as well. So you got to be able to, you know what I'm saying? But first, like you said, though, you got to put yourself in position. Go out and go around people that's doing it, man. You can't hang around the same people you've been hanging around all your life and expecting something right. different.
You can't go to that whack-ass ball on the corner, bro, expecting to find people with money in there, bro.
Man, that's a it's from a male perspective, and you can't go. I don't even know if I want to say this, but you can't. Because I'll be talking to dudes that be like, man, I can't find. They be in the same spots looking for a certain type of woman or whatever. I'm like, bro, look where you at. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, like what you expecting, dog? Like, you're going to have to put yourself in certain environments, too, where you can find what you're looking for. So that's, I'm glad you touched on that, because that's a major, that's what people sleep on, man. But I think, what do you think that stems from, though, where people don't, like, put themselves in that, like, even though they want to, but they don't make themselves, like, uncomfortable enough to just go out and just do it?
Belief, bro. I think belief level, bro. Yo, I'm a huge Drake fan too. I'm a huge Drake fan. I think Drake, it's undoubtedly you can't deny his greatness anymore. You can't deny his greatness. He got a bar that he said. I'm trying to remember it right now. I forgot. It was something like, I feel at home at the top. Yeah, I feel like y'all visiting. Something like that. Something. It was something along those lines. And I feel like a lot of people don't have enough belief in themselves to put themselves in a situation like that. They don't feel like they belong there, you know? And that goes back to self-belief, bro. When people ask me, yo, did you ever think you'd be doing this? Then you doing that? I like, yes, bro, I did. I 100% did believe that I would be doing this because that's what I set out for myself. I felt like I had all the tools to make shit happen. And a lot of people don't feel like that, bro. So they get nervous and they let that stop them. That's what I believe. What do you think?
I agree, man. No, I agree on Harley. Like you said, I always felt like, I always, since a kid, I always felt, and I felt like I knew I was going to be rich. I just didn't know how it would happen. But I didn't have a clue, like, on how, like.
But you knew it happened.
I knew, like, man, and I know when I get older, I'm going to be having all these great things. I just knew it. Like, even when I was doing terribly, like, terribly at school, like, I got this from this guy. This, I forgot his name. He say he's the greatest C student ever. He's like, I'm the greatest C student of all time. I say I'm the greatest D student of all time. My GPA was like a 1.5. So I'm like, I'm the greatest D student of all time, shit. Because I just, even when I had terrible grades, like even when I was getting like all L's and I showed up to school and my teachers were saying shit like, oh, you're going to be working at McDonald's. I still knew, like, deep down, like, I'm going to be the shit when I get older. I couldn't explain where that come from, though. I couldn't even explain, like, where's that come from? It's like a belief. I guess it's a belief in yourself, confidence. But I just knew, like, man, when I become an adult, my life gonna be lit. I just knew.
Bro, I it's crazy, but I felt the same way. And for a long time, I thought I was crazy for feeling like that, bro. But
I feel like even the statistics say, especially when it comes to men don't get their shit together financially to, like, mid-40s, early-50s.
When they go through their midlife crisis,
and they finally, like, start making good money and begin, like, financial independence and stuff. So to get that early at a early age, like, what does that? Because this is another question that people always want to know when it's somebody that's young and winning. Like, what does that feel like to be able to? Because if anybody know Jay, if you follow him on the gram, he be popping his shit, he be handling his business, he be fly. You know what I'm saying? So. And to be 25 and doing it for a minute now, you was 24 doing this. Like, what does that feel like?
Man, it comes, I'll be honest with you, man. This is going to be the raw. This is going to be raw. I'm going to keep it funky with y'all on this podcast.
Keep it real.
It comes with a lot of distractions at times too, man. It comes with a lot of distractions, man, because you have to be disciplined to be able to do it at this age, because I'm to a point right now where I moved to Miami for a reason. I moved to Miami because there's a lot of money in Miami, bro. Yeah.
My boy Dawson out there too.
Oh, you know? Oh yeah, yeah. Dawson, that's my dog. I was just with him recently.
That's my guy, man.
Yeah, So that's a great example, bro. Like Dawson, he got a McLaren, bro. Dawson's like 22 years old, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yep. And that's the kind of people that I'm with all the time. So when I'm like, yo, let's go to dinner. Guess what? Now we all at dinner. We all got money. We all don't got to wake up in the morning. And it comes with a lot of stuff, bro. Oh, you want to go out for a little bit? Yeah, let's go out for a little bit. So it takes being disciplined, bro. And I'm human too, bro. So sometimes that discipline lacks a little bit, bro. I'm not going to lie. This past week, bro, I was on the yacht four days in a row, bro. I had no business being out there like that, but I was. So it comes with a lot of distractions, bro, because there's times, and I'm sure you can relate, bro, where you lock in so hard that you don't even realize, oh, damn, 2 months passed? You know what I'm saying? Like, you're like, when you lock in so hard on your vision that the time just goes. So I go through those phases where I lock in, and then I go through those phases where I'm like, damn.
Are you kicking it?
Five, bro. Let me go enjoy some of this money, but I might not be alive next year. Let me go at least enjoy a little bit of it.
Balance, balance. And that's it. But I think once you it sounds like you found a nice balance for you. Cause I feel the same way. Like I have times, like I can speak on the latest time, like cause I just dropped my crypto guide. And for those that haven't got that, make sure y'all go get that, man. I get about 13 coins that people should be investing in long term. I'll put the link in the description as well. Link on my Instagram, Twitter. It's only $1.99. Go get that. You're gonna make that bread back long term if you take the steps what I'm telling
don't,
you.
Don't let $200 stop you from making $200,000.
No, for real. And I told but when I was creating that, I was locked in and I was locked in for a minute. So when I was done and I launched it or whatever, I'm like, man, I got some other stuff I'm working on, but I'm like, I'm gonna just take a break real quick. And I've been like probably like a couple, like for like a week, I was kicking it. Even my brother hit me. He seen me out. He like, who is this, bro? He like, what you doing? He's still in the, I'm like, you been in the, he like, bro, you been out like every day. I'm like, yeah, I'm like, not really. It's just been looking like that, but not really. I'm just kicking it right now, man. I'm just taking a break. So, but finding that balance is good. But what you said is with discipline, like, man, like I know a lot of people that say, man, I want to do what y'all do. I want to do what you do. At a young age, I want to be winning. And the first thing that pop in my mind every time somebody say that, male or female, I always think, do you got the discipline enough to stay even keel with this shit? Because like you said, it's a lot of stuff that comes with this. And it's like,
Nobody telling you what to do.
It ain't no blueprint. When you young with this, if you ain't had nobody, like no mentor, somebody older, it's really no blueprint. And even if it is, it's still like, nobody can really pass on their discipline. Like I can't pass. I can show through my actions if I have a child. Like how you can be disciplined. But if he ain't got it in him to be disciplined, I mean that's out of my control for real. So it's like if you ain't prepared for what comes to what comes with this, it's gonna be you got to work on discipline first. Is what I'm trying to say. Essentially, you know what I'm saying?
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot.
I'm glad you mentioned the course. I'm glad you mentioned the course you was talking about. Cause I remember last time we spoke, I think it was August 2020. I was telling you I was working on a course, and I started working on it in July, bro. And I didn't launch it till October. So from July to October, I was really like locked in, bro. It was like I was locked in like crazy on this course. And then the day that we launched, bro. Because I saw the course for $9.97. The day that we launched, bro, we got like literally day one, we got 150 people that purchased the course, bro. And it was just so crazy because for months, bro, for like damn near 3-4 months, I was locked in working on it. I'm a perfectionist at heart. So I'm like, nah, bro, I don't like how I look in this video. Let's reshoot it. The editing got to be right. The subtitles got to be right. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm
talking about. I feel it. No, I feel it.
You putting our name behind a product, they gotta look good. So after that, bro, after the course dropped though, it started going crazy. And I was wilding for like a week or two after that. Not gonna lie to you. I was like, I went to LA, I started having some fun. But that's where you gotta be able to check yourself and be like, yo, am I where I'm at? Or am I where I wanna be? Because it's different when you got to do it for yourself. You don't got a boss telling you you got to be up at 7 in the morning. Man. You don't want to be up at 7 in the morning. You don't got somebody telling you you got to work 8 hours. You got to want to work 8 hours.
That's a fact, bro. That's the difference. Like, when you're doing with this lifestyle, there's no deadlines when it comes to things. So if you say, I want to drop this, I want to launch this, I want to release this, or I got to do this, there's nobody telling you, hey, Jay, time to wake up. You know, in the military, it's like, you late, they calling your ass. If you live in the dorms, if you live in the dorms, they popping up on you and waking your ass up type vibes. And when it comes to entrepreneurship specifically, that is not the case. That's why you have to work on discipline before, because it's a lot that's gonna come with this, especially like if you're a man, you know, it comes with women. That comes with a lot of women. If you're a woman, that comes with men that might just be trying to get over on you just for your bread. So this one. They say the two biggest urges with humans is sexual urges and food. And so I believe, like, if you somebody that could control that, like, if you could specifically control, like, how much you eat, what you eat, you control your sexual urges, I feel like you could damn near pretty much accomplish anything.
As a fact, have you ever read The Way of the Superior Man?
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah. One of the biggest things I took away from that, my mentor, Raphael, bro, he's somebody that really keeps me in check, bro, that the man thinks different. You know, you ever met somebody where you talking to them and you're like, oh, yeah, this motherfucker going to be a billionaire for sure.
Yeah.
He's that type. Like, his mind just thinks way bigger just big. At all times.
Naturally, crazy. Naturally think big.
Yeah, and I go, so when we go to dinner, right, one of the things, the way the Superior Man talks about is having a circle that could keep you in check, right? And I remember last year when I lived in Tampa, I was talking about, yo, I'm going to start this trucking company, blah, blah, blah. 2 weeks later, we went to dinner again, and I mentioned it again. He said straight up, bro, he was like, yo, bro, you've been talking about this for 2 weeks, bro. You're either going to do it or you're not going to do it. And that's cool if you're not going to do it, but if you're not going to do it, just stop talking about it. Just stop talking about it. And I was like, shit. So by the time we had the next dinner, bro, I had my fucking company started. Real shit.
Hey, but that's the kind of circle you need. You need friends that'll hold you accountable.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Because we know most of the time, in normal circles, you'd have been talking about that shit for a year and nobody would have called you out.
Nobody.
They might have thought, like, man, he been talking about this shit for 10 months. But they're going to be like, oh, okay, cool. But he like, nah, bro, you've been talking about this, but he's 2 weeks. He said, dude, but it's only been 2 weeks. He said, you've been talking about this. He said, you need to start it or shut up about it. And that's real. Like, a lot of, that's another thing, though. You need to be able to take that, to handle that constructive criticism.
That's the biggest thing. You got to be able to take it, because I could have just easily been like, it's harder than that. There's a lot more things to go into it. I could have had a lot of buts. I could have had a lot of rebuttals, but I'm like, no, he's fact. I feel like success is black and white. It's binary. It's either you did or you didn't. Did it happen or did it not happen? Like, there's no gray area when it comes to success, in my opinion, you know? It's either black or white. Did it get done or did it not get done? Zeros and ones.
Damn. Wins and losses. That's pretty much what it is. That's why they say there's no such thing as
trying. Moral victories. Ain't no moral victories.
Ain't no moral victories. Just saying, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, but society now is so damn cupcake where, you know, they kind of give everybody a trophy. Motherfucker come in last place, they get the eighth place trophy too. Everybody want a trophy these days. But the reality, real life don't work like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't go out here and get the bag, nobody's going to come out the blue and say, you know what, he made $100,000. Let me hand you $8,000 too. You know, just so you're like, no, it don't work. You ain't going to eat. You know what I'm saying?
I'm glad society is softened up sometimes, bro. Sometimes I hate to see it, but sometimes I really like it, because I'm like, bro, that just makes it so much easier for me.
That's a fact. Hey, that's a fact. I be thinking that too. I think I tweeted about this probably like a couple months ago. I'm like, it's literally no competition these days for real. Or it is competition, but it's slim. Cause most people, they don't got the work ethic. They don't got the mental strength. And that's the most important part of this shit.
Yeah, what do they call that in the military? Soft targets.
Targets for real, like that mental fortitude. But I like the fact that you brought up the book by David Data
or something like that, right? Or something
David
like
Data,
that?
David Data, Way of the Superior Man. I think that's a book that every man that's listening to this, I think that's something they should go on Amazon and order and read that, because that's a fact. It's a lot of gems when it comes to manhood that I think that can help a lot of people with. Cause like I said, society is soft as shit these days, man. And this ain't no like I told you before we start. Deanna's little brother. That's why she's not on this episode today for the listeners. She had to do some stuff with her little brother. He's staying out here for the summer, and I talk to him every day. I'm like, bro, he only 9 years old, and I'm telling him every day, like, bro, you 9. You're going to be a teenager before you know it. You're going to be 18 in a blink of an eye. And ain't nobody going to give you shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can't expect people to feel sorry for you and say, you know what, I'm going to do this. You got to have the mentality of, I need to get stuff done. I got to do it. I got to stay on top of my shit. And that's just what it is. So it's like the quicker you understand this now at 9 years old, the more beneficial it'll be for you by the time you hit 13, 16, 18, adult. Because you're going to be an adult and a man much longer than you're gonna be a fucking kid. And excuse my language, but that's just how I talk to him. Like, bro, you pretty much almost done with being a kid for real. And you get close to 10.
You know what's crazy, bro? Like, not to get too deep into the subject, but it's like statistically speaking, right? Most people didn't grow up with father figures in their life, right? Coming from where we come from, right? They grow up, but they don't realize that they were raised by nothing but feminine energy. And they don't really understand what it's like to have masculine energy. You know what I'm saying? That's something that the book talks about, masculine energy and feminine energy. And I know some feminists is watching out here losing her mind talking about masculinity. But statistically speaking, yo, masculinity is the opposite of toxic, because people who have a strong father figure in their life are 80% less likely to end up in jail. 80%, that's a big-ass number
there. That's a huge-ass number.
So the lack of masculinity is actually the toxic thing. If you really think about it, if you look at this statistic, there's a reason for that, because and then people grow up with those traits, and they never try to change it, you know? And for people like us, bro, it's up to us. Nobody's going to tell us, yo, you got to learn how to be a man. We got to learn it on ourselves. Read books, bro. Go to therapy if you need to go, bro. But, like, there's nothing wrong with that. It's part of working on yourself. That book is 100% fire, bro.
That book cold. And it's something like you remember the judge, Judge Joe Brown?
Yeah.
You remember him? I seen him on YouTube one day, random as hell. And he said, he was like, masculinity is what said children and kids on a life raft first on the Titanic. Like, that's masculinity. He was talking about how, like, pretty much speaking, there's no such thing as toxic masculinity. He's saying, like, when y'all say toxic masculinity, that's really a male and feminine energy. So that's why it comes off as toxic, because he's acting like a woman. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, for real. I'm like, yeah, we going deep.
Yeah, that's gonna go over a lot of people's heads, to be honest, because most people be like, I'm a man, and they don't realize they got feminine traits. They don't even realize they got feminine traits, bro.
But like you said though, especially these days, you know, the broken families is a big thing. So a lot of, especially when you talk about young boys, they're not being raised by any man for real. So it's like they're not even aware of the shit that's going on until it's too damn late. They're adults and they're like, damn, and they get into BS situations and stuff like that. But yeah, this is a whole deep ass topic that we definitely could go into for a long time. But like we said though, definitely go check out the way of the superior man for everybody that's listening. But I want to ask you this, going into real estate. So during the pandemic, like how real estate been treating you? Is this something that you still going all in on, or is something like, these price points too crazy that you backing off? Like you taking
real estate was amazing last year, bro. Real estate was amazing last year. You know, man, you know how I do, bro. You know I gotta show you the numbers.
Yeah,
bro.
I already know you gotta pull, you gonna pull the numbers, bro.
you know I had to show you the numbers, bro, because a lot of people wouldn't believe it. You know what I'm saying? Statistically speaking, people don't really get to certain levels, you know. So last year, bro, we did amazing. We ended up the year doing amazing, bro. We ended up doing 1.1 million last year, and let me see.
During the pandemic.
Oh man, you know we gotta. Oh man, hold up.
Hold on, what we got? Woo! Hey, he just showed the show. Hey, you know, but every time you come on here, you show the receipts.
I have to, bro. There's too much cap going on out there, bro. I can never be in that bunch.
But that's major. Like 1.1 in a pandemic. Like,
I've already been doing my business completely virtual, bro, for years, since 2017.
You were steps ahead of the game.
So when this came, there was people like, oh man, we can't go on appointments, we can't do this, we can't do that. Bro, for me, it was business as usual. I'd never been, bro, I haven't been to a closing table since 2017, bro.
Where?
Man. I haven't been able to close everything overnighted if I need to do that, or everything DocuSign, bro. So I had already been doing everything virtual for three years, bro. I had already been wholesaling everything virtual. But you know what's crazy, man? I make less. I'm glad you asked me if I'm going full force in real estate, because I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not. I'm gonna keep it funky with you. I'm not. I'm probably making like a little more than half of what I was making last year when it comes to wholesaling specifically. But I'll tell you what, I was miserable last year. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. So I had an office. Whoa. I had like 10 employees, bro, in-house, the whole nine. I'd show up to an office every day. And then I realized, I'm like, damn, I don't have a job, but I own a job. I own a job right now. I have to still show up. Like, at the end of the day, I got into being an entrepreneur for freedom to travel, freedom to do this, freedom to do that. And I'm in this office every day. I don't really have freedom right now. You know what I'm saying? So we was making like $120,000, $120,000 a month last year wholesaling. And this year, so that's the whole concept. You know, the course I dropped is called A Better Way. Or Jay's Better Way. I mean, my fault, Jay's Better Way. And the thing is, the whole concept about that is that everybody has their own version of success. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has their own version of success. But if you don't know what that version is, then you go and chase somebody else's version of it. And I thought I had to have a big office and fancy shit to be successful. But I realized that wasn't my version of success. My version of success was being able to create a hands-on business and doing whatever the hell I want to do. So what I did, I found some of my best students that were closing six-figure months already. I provide the leads for them. They close the deals. I get rid of it. I pay them 40%, bro. I pay them 40% on whatever they get. I already got the lead generation down pat. So I give up a lot of money because before I was only paying my employees 10%. So now I'm paying people 40%. But I don't do anything at all, bro. At all.
Wow.
I don't do anything whatsoever.
Man, that's amazing. In my opinion, I think that's the best route to go. Because I feel like you know, everybody want to be an entrepreneur business owner these days. But I talked about this on the previous episode is where I think what people are going to realize is, whether it's now or a couple of years from now, is that what they truly want to be is just an investor. You know, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Because people don't understand. I don't think people understand the amount of work it takes when you're a business owner, like on a daily basis, especially for something that's successful. Like, it's a lot of work. It's damn near like you got a job for real.
And most people, you don't have a job, but you own it. You own the job. You gave yourself a job.
Yeah, you do. You, for real, especially that's really how it go. But I think people gonna realize like, okay, man, it's too much. I just went from one job to another job, and they are gonna say, man, how can I do this without just getting all? How can I do this with getting this money passive without putting in all this work that I'm doing? And that's when the investing part just comes in.
And I think it also goes back to realizing what your version of success looks like. You know what I'm saying? Right. Success is going to look different from other people. Look, I know friends out there who are on a mission to make $1 billion. You know what I'm saying? I know some that are cool with $5 million a year. That's okay, because that's what their version looks like. Yep. That's what their version of it looks like. So if you don't understand your version of it, you guys are going to see all these things on Instagram and start chasing that version of it and realize, damn, that was never what success was to me. Like, imagine if your biggest goal is to travel twice a month, right? And you over here trying to create $1 million business to travel twice a month. Well, really, you could travel twice a month with 100K a year.
No, that's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's a fact. Yeah, you talking some real shit. Like, you, because I think a lot of people with social media, like, kind of enables people to, like, see other people's vision and goals and just jump on their shit instead of finding out, like, man, what's best for me? What do I like? You know what I'm saying? But that's why I say, give it time. I think most of the people is going to start to realize, I don't really want to be a business owner. I want to be an investor.
I agree with you 100%, bro.
Yeah, 100%. I say within, like, the next 5 years, because right now the entrepreneur talks is heavy. It's like heavy, heavy, heavy. Have a business, be an entrepreneur, which is great. It's amazing. But I know firsthand that lifestyle ain't for everybody. I know it's not. Because it's a lot of accountability you got to have, a lot of discipline you got to have. Your work ethic got to be insane, especially if you want to be successful. And I know most people not built. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but most people just not built for that. I think they're going to figure out, like, okay, it's another. I could get all this free time through investing in stocks, investing in real estate. So I think it was funny, like, when you was like, you ain't been to a closing table since 2017, I was thinking, like, hold on. I ain't never been to a closing table ever. Out of all the houses I bought, been virtually, bro. Like, every time I've been and bought a house, I see it probably like 6 months later. I close, you know, DocuSign. And then that's
Donkey Hunt, bro.
Technology a mug, bro. Like I'm thinking about like, damn, I ain't up this slow closing table either, bro. It's crazy.
The only reason I went to a closing table was because it was my personal property I was gonna live in. That's the only reason I went to.
That's the only reason. No, I don't blame you, bro. That's crazy, bro.
I wanted to take a picture with the kid and shit, you know?
Right, you know, yeah, I know how it go. You gotta take the pic, you know what I'm saying? Post it on the gram, shit like that. I ain't mad at it. But as far as real estate, is there any like other industries that you into heavily now? I know you're investing in crypto heavy, but anything
crypto really been feeding me right now. I'm gonna be honest with you, crypto really been feeding me. And like you said, and so if you get the right place, I mean, like there's certain coins right now that it's almost given that it's gonna go up. You know, like Ethereums, the Bitcoins and shit, Cardano, I believe.
Yeah,
that's not financial advice, by the way. It's not financial
advice. Right. We gotta say that.
But there's some that I feel like are a given is gonna go up, right? And for those solid plays, the best investment advice you could do is buy some every week and forget you even have the fucking app. Forget you even have Coinbase, bro. Just put like $100, $200, $300 a week on auto pay. And 5 years from now, you're gonna be very, very happy you did it. I promise you.
Very happy.
Yeah, so as far as these shitcoins go, though, bro, I have been putting a lot of money into shitcoins, and I've been making money off of it, bro. I got a shitload of BNB, Ether, depending on what the coin is, and then to not pay taxes, bro, I've just been getting some cash.
Hey, and that's something I also talk about, God, as well, talk about paying taxes, and if you got to pay taxes and how to, I don't want to say how to not pay taxes, but If you for the y'all listen, just go get the guy and then y'all see what I'm talking about. I ain't gonna go too deep into it, I think you definitely doing it with the right way because you got business and then you investing and stuff like that. It's damn near impossible to lose when you go that route.
Yeah, I got the trucking business too. The trucking business.
Are you in trucking too?
Yeah. I got my boy Steven. So I bought some trucks because I saw it as another way to be hands off. So what I did, my boy Steven was a beast. He's I think Steven's 24. He's actually gonna be at the event as well. I'll introduce you. Dope cat. Okay. Well, he's from Chicago, but, as a matter of fact.
Word?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we definitely gotta tap in. We gotta tap in, man.
I'm gonna send you his IG after this. That's my dog, but he's 24 years old. He made about $860,000 net clean last year off the trucking industry, bro. Off of four trucks, $800,000. I'm like, whoa, hey, something not adding up, bro. And he showed me, and then he's like me. He's like, nah, bro, look. He pull up the receipts, bro. And he has government contracts. His government contracts, which actually for people like me and you,
that's what a bread
is easy to get
for veterans. Yeah.
So what I did, bro, I'm like, yo, bro, look, I'll buy the trucks. So I bought a few trucks cash, and he manages the trucks and he takes a percentage off of them.
That's dope.
So he does what he was gonna do anyway, makes extra money. And I don't do anything. Only thing I do is cover out-of-pocket expenses. Like, trucks is expensive. I'm not going to lie. But that's what I cover.
Bro, that's genius on your part. Because from experience and knowing how people is, like, when I talk to people and when plays get broken down like that, I think most people would have been like, they would have got the game from him and said, you know what? I could just do it on my own. So I ain't got to pay him nothing. Not knowing, all right, now they in it. They don't got his experience, all his information. Now they working their ass off because trucking, the industry is a lot of work too. But Joe, from how you did it, you just strictly put the money to the side, you know, pay for the any issues, and you just chilling while you got somebody running. That's genius on your part, bro. To understand that so early too, to understand like, man, I ain't trying to do this shit. I ain't trying to be hands-on every day.
That's what I'm saying, bro. And that's the thing, bro. If you find experts and that's my thing. I want to be surrounded by experts in anything, right? If you wanted a personal trainer right now, you're going to find the best personal trainer out in Dallas, bro. It's no different with any other business. If I was starting a supplement company, I'm going to try to find out who got the best supplement company. I'm like, yo, bro, how can I do this so that we both make money? I don't mind making less as long as I'm doing less too.
That's a bar, bro. Because that's even like, I remember talking to somebody because Dawson, he was on here, he was giving out the game for Walmart Automation. And I remember talking to somebody after it, and they was like, man, bro, it was like, I could set up my own store. Why don't I just set up my own store for 10 bands instead of paying him the 50 and running it? I'm like, bro, you got the experience, the expertise, the information to even run your own store? Like, all that time you're going to be trying to work to figure it out, you could have been made, you know what I'm saying, without all your money and extra money doing nothing if you're just willing to pay somebody extra. Like, but a lot of people just, they greedy and they don't think big enough to see, like, the big picture when it comes to things.
Most people don't realize that in entrepreneurship, there's two ways you can do things. You do it with your time, or you do it with your money. The thing about me is that money's always going to come back. That time, I could spend 3 years trying to figure it out, or I could spend a few hundred thousand getting it right now.
We on the same page with that, bro. I'd rather do it with my money than my time, for real. Because you understand that your time is more valuable than
it. 100%. It gets to a certain level to realize that too. When you realize, damn, bro, like, I'm really, like, I could probably drive from Miami to Tampa. It's only 3 hours. But instead, I'm going to take this flight, this 30 minutes, because my time is valuable.
It's more valuable, bro. And I think it's easier for people when you're making money to understand that. Because I know, like, when I was deployed, I worked my ass off for, like, 7 months. You know what I'm saying? Like 120 degrees for 20 bands. You know what I'm saying? And now you can make that. You can make that pretty much. You be thinking, like, I don't know, sometimes I be thinking to myself, like, damn, I can't believe I did that for 20 bands. Like, it's crazy. Like, I wouldn't, bro, come on now. There ain't no way that would happen now. Like, I would laugh at somebody, like, what?
You don't give me $20. You want me to what?
No. Like, man, you can't be serious. But now I understand the value of my time. And obviously, you know, the military, you ain't got no choice in the competition. You got to do it.
Right. Man, I'm excited, bro. I already know you're going to drop game.
I already pretty much, like, I've been working on my script. But I got a couple key things I definitely want to touch on. Just specifically, like, how I came up, like, how I started. Just a lot of shit, bro, that I know that could be beneficial to people, because I know it's so many people that's in similar situations that we was before we got to where we are now. You know what I'm saying? Because I get the same questions when I'm out talking to people. It's like, damn, bro, like, how you get from point A to point B? Like, how that happen? People always ask the same shit. Like, damn, I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to come up. It might be a different route, though. It might be, like, through their 9 to 5 or it's something different. But it's, at the end of the day, it's all the same, for real. When you're trying to come up, it's all the same. Like, the systems and the way you get there is going to be through discipline, saving your money, find a way to make more money, investing your money. Like, it's all the same shit. But it's just like, you know what I'm saying? People's situations is different. The situation's different.
I got another boy that's going to be there too. One of my mans, his name is Nano. I don't know if you heard of him, but he got a top 50 podcast too.
Word. What's his name?
His podcast is Mornings with Nano.
Mornings with Nano. I think I heard of that. Thanks. I think I heard of that.
He's gonna be there too. That's my dog. He's from New York and stuff. He just moved to Miami too. He's gonna be out there. Okay, I'll connect y'all. Yeah. If y'all swap an episode, you got two big ass episodes right there.
Yeah, that's gonna be, man. What? Hey, we definitely gonna tap in, man. But before we wrap up, did you have anything else? But before we finish, I want to touch on the conference one more time, just for the people, to make it clear. Like, where can they go get tickets? The dates, everything. Just one more time for the people.
July 17th, Orlando, Florida. You could go to BetterWayConference.com, BetterWayConference.com, or you could go to the link in my bio, jay.monopoly, or the link is going to be in the description as well. But for anybody who's part of the Millionaire Mindset family, you guys get 50% off. Just use the promo code Millionaire. I just made it 30 minutes
just
ago.
Made it a lot live on the pod.
50% off.
Definitely tap in, man. And I just want to say, bro, you already know how much I appreciate you taking the time. I know you traveling right now, so taking the time to come on and travel up with me, I really appreciate that. And also, like, for the people that want to follow you and all that, plug that as well.
Yeah, Instagram. Yeah, Instagram's my biggest thing. I've been trying the Twitter thing, but I'm not as lit as Xavier yet, man. My shit's not busting yet. So,
bro, you gotta stay consistent.
J.Monopoly. JAY.Monopoly.
Okay. Yeah, so make sure y'all definitely tap in to on all his platforms, and definitely tap in with the conference next month, July 17th in Orlando, Florida. It's going down. We're gonna have a ball. I'm telling y'all, y'all not gonna regret coming out. I'm telling y'all right now. And wrapping up, like I said, bro, thanks again for coming on. And for the people that want to find me, follow me on social media. I'm at Xavier C. Miller on all platforms, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter. You can also rate, subscribe, and like the channel. And also you can follow Deanna Kent. I know she wasn't on this episode, but you can follow Deanna Kent on Instagram and Twitter. And that's all we got for y'all. Appreciate y'all listening to another episode of the Millionaire Mindsets Podcast. See you guys next episode. Peace.
Turn me up some.
Gotta get your brain right if you're trying to make $1 million. If you ain't gonna do it for yourself, then do it for your mama. Only stay surrounded by them people if you know they solid. Elevate your hustle up today to double up your profit. Trying to learn some game, Xavier gonna talk about it. No Deanna, speak that shit that everybody vouching. Ain't no more excuses valid. Get up off the couch and get up in your bag. To your bank account, need an accountant. I study millionaires cause I was born a visionary. You still believe in limitations, why you acting scary? You can't distract me from the paper, I've been chasing greatness. I'm stacking now and balling later. In the conversation, we strategizing, monetizing, piling up investments, and sacrificing temporary shit for bigger blessings. Yeah, a tapped in boss mind state. I multiply my grind rate and I match the way I vibrate. Gotta get your brain right if you're trying to make $1 million. If you ain't gonna do it for yourself, then do it for your mama. Only stay surrounded by them people if you know they solid. Elevate your hustle up today to double up your profit. Trying to learn some game, Xavier gonna talk about it. No Deanna, speak that shit that everybody vouching. Ain't no more excuses valid. Get up off the couch and get up in your bag. To your bank account, need an accountant.